In the name of Jesus. In the church in Corinth, there was a lot of mouthing off going on about wisdom and power. Slogan words in the party strife. You got wisdom. Been to college, huh? We got power. Count the numbers. It even got ethnic. Who's number one around here anyway? We were here first. So if you want the straight, honest to goodness old stuff, stick with us Jews. So who wants all that old stuff? If you want to be contextual, contemporary, marketable, come listen to us with it, Greeks. The apostle blows away all that hay, straw, and stubble. What's going on with their strutting their stuff is the opposite of what's going on with Jesus. What's with Jesus? He got crucified. How much wisdom, how much power is there in that? None at all. Not as man measures and counts it up. So then, let's count it up with God counting. Man's power is but a flea bite set against God's almighty power. God can whop the lot, otherwise what's the point of being God? Man's wisdom, it's not hard to outbid that either with God's wisdom. He knows everything, doesn't he? Wouldn't be much of a God if he didn't. Outbidding man's power, outbidding man's wisdom with God's power, God's wisdom, is still playing the same power and wisdom game that was ruining the church in Corinth. Crucified Jesus doesn't play that game at all. Use your eyes. Just look. With our Lenten looking, following Jesus to Calvary. Yesterday's gospel, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. So begins the middle section of Luke, which you can only get the hang of as of telling of the one who is heading steadily toward Calvary. And every Lenten Sunday, the gradual calls us to fix our eyes on Jesus. And this is Lent 3, Oculi, from the introit. My eyes are ever on the Lord. It's only eyes on the Lord that see what it's all about. Eyes that learn their seeing otherwise can count numbers, tell sizes, and measure compulsions. And who's the big shot round here? In Corinth, they were measuring each other up according to the way of measuring that made each of them come out bigger. And that is what they were using Jesus for, to boost them bigger. But Jesus wasn't anywhere there in that. Where is Jesus? He is the one hanging on the cross. Your sins have all been answered for. There is forgiveness for you. We are given nothing else to preach. There is forgiveness for you. And so don't waste anybody's time trying out something with more of a surefire, bowl 'em over power, more necessary wisdom. We preach Christ crucified. That's all we've got going for us. That's all. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Amen.